Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 4, you will hear stories from our fifth collection, Trouble. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Playing Chicken with a Snowplow by Sharon Stiggle. Sharon, did you drive the car anywhere else other than the high school? I had just made my way downstairs that morning, which meant my 18-year-old brain was barely awake. No? I'm relieved to hear that, Dad answered, but do you know how the car got an extra 50 miles on the odometer? I was caught. My dad looked at me for an explanation. Like any teenager, I would normally perpetuate the lie, but with the objective evidence presented, I was trapped. I opted to give him a partial truth. I confessed that one of the weekly buses taking the ski club from the high school to the slopes 45 minutes away was late. I finessed that since I had driven my stepmom's green 1971 VW Beetle to school that day, a special privilege, I had a car. The bus was, in fact, late, and I did, in fact, offer to drive my girlfriends to Greek Peak rather than waiting forever, probably at least 15 minutes. That explained the excess mileage. Being a teenager automatically meant that I thought of myself as old enough to make my own decisions, so it never occurred to me to ask for permission to drive that far. I didn't even think about calling. Sorry? As my dad gave me one of his infamous needing-to-know-but-glad-you-are-safe lectures, I silently relived the rest of the story from the previous afternoon. I drove Bug, as the car was affectionately called, from Ithaca High School on Highway 13 out of Ithaca, New York, to Greek Peak in Cortland, a place where students who had signed up for the ski club were transported every Thursday after school during the winter. My friends and I all rented our skis there, otherwise we never would have been able to consider fitting ski equipment plus 3 girls in a VW Bug. The ski club participants typically skied all afternoon and evening, returning to the school parking lot around 9 p.m. Surprising or not, a lot of partying happened in the chartered buses on the way to and from Greek Peak, as well as on the slopes. This was the early 80s. When the legal drinking age was 18, the police did not automatically lock you up if you drove under the influence, and seatbelt laws were still being debated. In the privacy of the Bug that day, it was no different, although as the driver I was not a consumer. I also was in the habit of wearing my seatbelt. This is about where my nerdiness stopped. With me in the car were my best friends, Chris and Tracy. We chatted and laughed as we made our way through an intersection where the vehicles ahead of me were having to adjust their paths for a car which had stopped too far into the intersection approaching from the right. Still moving at a good clip, I followed the line of other cars into the left-hand lane to avoid the intruding car. As the truck directly ahead of me moved back to the right lane, it revealed what it had hidden from my view, an industrial-sized highway snowplow coming the other way straight toward us. Holy crap, I yelled. I braked and pulled hard to the right. Bug went into a spin on the icy road. I hung onto the steering wheel for dear life. In the passenger seat, Chris screamed and grabbed the oh shit handle placed above the glove compartment of every Volkswagen Beetle. In the back seat, Tracy was frozen in position, lighting a joint. bug spun completely around 3 times, missed the plow somehow, and straightened out on the other side of the intersection, sliding toward a large ditch and a pile of snow over 2 feet high. My mind flashed forward to a scene where my dad would tearily watch my little car being towed out of the ditch. This would give him more reasons to worry, and even worse, more lecture material for life. Oh, hell no, I thought as I put all my concentration and effort onto the brake pedal. Miraculously, Bug stopped just a few inches shy of the ditch. We were on the side of the road, shaken but safe. Tracy put the joint away. My friends frantically dug out their seatbelts, and we made it the rest of the way to Greek Peak. I took a lot of ribbing about my driving ability and playing chicken with a snowplow until I graduated. I countered with, "Hey, maybe I should have slowed down more, but I saved your butts, didn't I? You're welcome." Looking back, it was a miracle no one got hurt. Even better, the police were not involved. Bug wasn't damaged, and no parents ever found out, unless they read this story. Copyright 2021, Sharon Stickle. Sharon Stickle has recently relocated from Connecticut to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Without sacrificing fun and adventure, Sharon is trying to lead a less perilous life in her middle years. Her blog, Sharon Space, focuses on a humorous look at breeding and showing Maine Coon cats and living with other creatures, human and non-human. Sharon is a contributing author for the book Maine Coon Cats, The Owner's Guide from Kitten to Old Age. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 5 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.